Good morning, church. Are you ready to sing this morning? We have songs, so let's stand and let's open up in prayer. Father, we thank you today that, Father, the sun is shining, the wind is blowing, and we do have another day here on this earth. And, Father, as we take advantage of it today, and we're here in church, and we lift up the name of Jesus, Father, we just ask that once again you would just meet us here with your Holy Spirit, that as we worship you, praise you, that you would just meet us, and it would just be an awesome time. Thank you, God, for this opportunity now. In Jesus' name, amen.
Savior came from glory, how he paid his life on Calvary to save a wretch like me. I heard about his groaning, of his precious blood's atoning. Then I repented of my sins and won the victory. Jesus, my Savior forever. He sought me and bought me with his redeeming blood. He loved me ere I knew him, and all my love is to him. He plunged me to victory beneath the cleansing flood. I heard about his healing, of his cleansing power revealing, how he made the lame to walk again and caused the blind to see. And then I cried, dear Jesus, come and heal my broken spirit. And somehow Jesus came and brought to me the victory. Oh, victory in Jesus, my Savior forever. He sought me and bought me with his redeeming blood. He loved me ere I knew him, and all my love is due him. He plunged me to victory beneath the cleansing flood. I heard about a mansion he has built for me in glory. And I heard about the streets of gold beyond the crystal sea, about the angels singing and the old redemption story. And some sweet day I'll sing up there the song of victory. Oh, victory in Jesus, my Savior forever. He sought me and bought me with his redeeming blood. He loved me ere I knew him, and all my love is due him. He plunged me to victory beneath the cleansing flood.
Amen.
You know, we have a loudspeaker system, and so you hear my voice projected out through these speakers. But I wonder what it's going to be like in heaven when we hear the singing. God is not limited like we are.
Glorious.
That what talks about the angels singing, I'm sure that we're going to be singing as well. I wonder how awesome it's truly going to be. Can we possibly even imagine what it's going to be like. Where the music never ceases, goes from one song to another. Maybe 500 different songs at the same time, and you're able to concentrate on all of them simultaneously. And the music or the sound of it comes from everywhere. It just emanates. The possibilities are endless. We have an endless God. I heard about a mansion he has built for me in glory. We're going to see that. We're going to see the streets of gold too. And about the angels singing. Some of you guys might make it up there before I do. So I will see you up there at some point, huh? You can tell me all about it.
Redeemed, how I love to proclaim it. Redeemed through by the blood of the Lamb. Redeemed through His infinite mercy. His child and forever I am. Redeemed, redeemed, redeemed by the blood of the Lamb. Redeemed, redeemed, His child and forever I am. Redeemed and so happy in Jesus, no language my rapture can tell. I know that the light of His presence with me doth continually dwell. Redeemed, redeemed, redeemed by the blood of the Lamb. Redeemed, redeemed, His child and forever I am. I think of my blessed Redeemer. I think of Him all the day long. I sing, for I cannot be silent. His love is the theme of my song. Redeemed, redeemed, redeemed by the blood of the Lamb. Redeemed, redeemed, His child and forever I am. I know I shall see in His beauty the King in whose law I delight, who lovingly guarded my footsteps and giveth me songs in the night. Redeemed, redeemed, redeemed by the blood of the Lamb. Redeemed, redeemed, His child and forever I am.
Amen.
Verse 4 talks about He lovingly guards our footsteps and gives us songs in the night. And that doesn't mean He wakes you up at 2 o'clock in the morning and says, here's a song. But it also is the dark parts of our life, right? Where we're struggling. That's when He's lovingly guarding our footsteps and giving us songs in the night.
John went to pray. They met a lame man on the way. He asked for alms and held out his palms, and this is what Peter did say. Silver and gold have I none, but such as I have give I thee. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, rise up and walk. He went walking and leaping and praising God. Walking and leaping and praising God. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, rise up and walk. Love, peace, and joy do I bring. If in your life I am king, in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, stand up and sing. We are standing and singing and praising God. Standing and singing and praising God. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, stand up and sing. Silver and gold have I none, but such as I have give I thee. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, rise up and walk. He went walking and leaping and praising God. Walking and leaping and praising God. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, rise up and walk. Love, peace, and joy do I bring. If in your life I am King, in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, stand up and sing. We are standing and singing and praising God. Standing and singing and praising God. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, stand up and sing.
Amen.
You know, I get to read this picture Bible to my sons every day. And we get to the part where somebody gets healed. And you know, when you're reading for yourself, sometimes you're just reading inside your head. I don't really read out loud to myself. I can't do that with them. I have to read out loud. And so you can't read in a monotone either. You have to read with the emotion that's there in the moment. And so, you know, many times we sit there and we go, you know, silver and gold have I none, but such as I give it thee, you know, and okay, so he got up and he started praising God. But he wasn't just praising God. This was the first time in his life that he'd been able to walk. And I said to Andrew, I said, was he excited? Yeah. So what did he do? He said, he got up and he started doing this. Praise God, I can walk. Praise God. Right? He wasn't just kind of like, oh, look at that. My legs are working suddenly. You know, hey, that's nice. Okay, see you later. He was saying, praise God. Right, Andrew?
Amen.
Right. Let's sing this one more time. Peter and John went to pray. They met a lame man on the way. He asked for alms and held out his palms. And this is what Peter did say. Silver and gold have I none, but such as I have give I thee. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, rise up and walk. He went walking and leaping and praising God. Walking and leaping and praising God. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, rise up and walk. Love, peace, and joy do I bring. If in your life I am King. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, stand up and sing. We are standing and singing and praising God. Standing and singing and praising God. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, stand up and sing.
Amen.
The Lord, shake off those heavy bands, lift up those holy hands, let all God's people praise the Lord. Praise the Lord, praise the Lord, let all God's people praise the Lord. Shake off those heavy bands, lift up those holy hands, let all God's people praise the Lord. Praise the Lord, praise the Lord. Let all God's people praise the Lord. Shake off those heavy bands, lift up those holy hands. Let all God's people praise the Lord. Praise the Lord, praise the Lord. Let all God's people praise the Lord. Shake off those heavy bands, lift up those holy hands, let all God's people praise the Lord.
Amen.
It's one of those songs where you wish maybe there was just a little bit more to that, huh? But aren't you glad we didn't do all the good songs last week?
So glorifieth me. Whoso offereth praise glorifieth me. And to him that ordereth this conversation aright will I show the salvation of God. Whoso offereth praise glorifieth me. Whoso offereth praise glorifieth me. And to him that ordereth this conversation aright will I show the salvation of God. Whoso offereth praise glorifieth me. Whoso offereth praise glorifieth me. And to him that ordereth this conversation aright will I show the salvation of God. Whoso offereth praise glorifieth me. Whoso offereth praise glorifieth me. And to him that ordereth this conversation aright will I show the salvation of God.
Amen.
And you'll find that in Psalm 50:23.
Out and touch him and say that I love him. Open my ears, Lord, and help me to listen. Open my eyes, Lord, I want to see Jesus. Open our eyes, Lord, we want to see Jesus, to reach out and touch you, and say that we love you. Open our ears, Lord, and help us to listen. Open our eyes, Lord, we want to see Jesus. Open my eyes, Lord, I want to see Jesus, to reach out and touch him, and say that I love him. Open my ears, Lord, and help me to listen. Open my eyes, Lord, I want to see Jesus. Open our eyes, Lord, we want to see Jesus, to reach out and touch you, and say that we love you. Open our ears, Lord, and help us to listen. Open our eyes, Lord, we want to see Jesus.
Amen.
Make me a servant. Make me a servant. Make me a servant today. Make me a servant, humble and meek. Lord, let me lift up those who are weak, and may the prayer of my heart always be, make me a servant, make me a servant, make me a servant today. Make me a servant, humble and meek. Lord, let me lift up those who are weak, and may the prayer of my heart always be, make me a servant, make me a servant, make me a servant today.
Thank you, Lord.
Hearken unto the voice of my cry, my King and my God. For unto thee will I pray, my voice shalt thou hear in the morning. O Lord, in the morning will I direct my prayer unto thee, and will look up. Give ear to my words, O Lord. Consider my meditation. Hearken unto the voice of my cry, my King and my God. Shalt thou hear in the morning? O Lord, in the morning will I direct my prayer unto thee, and will look up.
Ooh, hallelujah.
Lord, no tender voice like thine can peace. precious praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Let's just lift our hands to heaven and praise the Lord. Let's just praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Let's just lift our hands to heaven and praise the Lord. Let's just love the Lord. Love the Lord. Let's just lift our hands to heaven and love the Lord. Let's just love the Lord. Love the Lord. Let's just lift our hands to heaven and love the Lord. Let's just serve the Lord. Serve the Lord. Let's just lift our hands to heaven and serve the Lord. Let's just serve the Lord. Serve the Lord. Let's just lift our hands to heaven and serve the Lord. Let's just praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Let's just lift our hands to heaven and praise the Lord. Let's just praise the Lord. Let's just lift our hands to heaven and praise the Lord.
Amen.
Lord, I love you. Lord, I love you.
Heavenly Father, we love you. We love you, Lord. We appreciate you, Heavenly Father. We exalt you, Lord, above the heavens. O Lord, you alone are worthy of all praise and honor and glory. You alone are worthy. And we humble ourselves before you this morning. O Lord, we humble ourselves. We surrender all to you this morning. We are yours. We've been bought with a price. And we ask you today, use us, send us, not our will, but thy will be done, we pray, Lord, in the name of Jesus. And we thank you for a glorious day, O Lord. Thank you for the privilege, for the opportunity to worship you in spirit and in truth, to lift up holy hands, to shout hallelujah, to make a joyful noise unto the Lord. For you are alone, are worthy of all praise and honor and glory, Lord. Oh, thank you, Lord. Oh, great are thy marvelous works that you have done, and thy thoughts to us, world, O Lord, that cannot be reckoned in or unto thee. If we declare and speak of them, the more than they can be numbered. And we want to thank you and praise you, Heavenly Father. O Lord, our delight is to do thy will, O Lord. Thy law is within our hearts. And we want to thank you and praise you today for a glorious day, for a day of victory. And we thank you for touching us today, O Lord. Touching us in a mighty way, we pray, Father, let your power fall upon each and every one of us, we pray, Father. And let us realize who we are in Christ Jesus. Oh, let us realize that we are more than conquerors. We are victorious, for we walk by faith and not by sight. And greater is he that is within us than he that's in the world. And we bless you and thank you, Heavenly Father, for planting that in within sight our hearts. We pray, Lord, in the name of Jesus, that we are children of the Most High God. We are heirs of God and joint heirs with Jesus Christ, and we are victorious in Christ Jesus. Oh, Lord, let us go out and share a testimony of what our Lord, our God, has done in our lives. And we praise you, Lord, and thank you, Lord. We cannot be silent. We cannot hide it within ourselves. But let us go and declare it into the whole world, we pray, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Oh, and see people saved and your name be glorified, we pray, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Oh, we have a reason to be excited. We have a reason to celebrate, to shout hallelujah. His name is Jesus. His name is Lord. He is the reason, and we thank you and praise you today, oh Lord. Oh, we thank you, Father, for reviving us again, we pray, Father, restoring us and giving us joy and peace in our hearts, O Lord. And let us be, O Lord, move us out of the ordinary and let us be the extraordinary. Let it be the people, O Lord, that are excited, O Lord, for what they have in Christ Jesus. And we want to thank you today for a mighty victory in this body of believers. Praise your holy name. Praise your holy name. Lord, as we are about to receive this offering, you told us, bring your tithes into the storehouse, that it will be meat in my house. And prove me herewith, said the Lord of hosts, if I do not open the windows of heaven and pour out such a blessing that it may not be enough room to receive it. And Lord, we know you mean what you say, and you say what you mean. And we want to thank you, O Lord, that you are going to supply all our needs according to your riches in glory by Christ Jesus. And we thank you and praise you, Heavenly Father, for what you are going to do, for what you have done in our lives. And let your name be glorified and your name be praised, we pray, Lord, in the name of Jesus. We pray for the pastors. He will bring the message to us that you give him the anointing, the joy and the peace in his heart, the clarity of mind, the freedom to preach, and let the word come out with power and pierce us like a two-edged sword. We pray, Father, in the name of Jesus. And we thank you and praise you, Heavenly Father. Anyone that gives a testimony, we pray, O Lord, that you touch them. Touch Thomas as he gives the invitation. And let your name be glorified also with the testimonies, we pray, Lord, in the name of Jesus. And Lord, we thank you and praise you today for, a glorious day, O Lord. And pray that you have it your way, not our way, but your way. We pray, Lord, in the name of Jesus. And we want to give you all the praise. We want to give you all the glory and all the honor. And this prayer we pray in Jesus' precious and a mighty name. And all God's children said, Amen.
Praise the Lord and good morning. I have an announcement before we have the testimony time. And we have a book here called The Legacy of William Carey. And I highly want to recommend it to everyone in the congregation and those of you that are watching us or listening to us. And it's a book. I got blessed probably about 3 months ago when my wife bought the video, or actually not a video, but a DVD. I was living in the past. We got a DVD about his life. I had heard about William Carey when I was in seminary. I knew he was an English Baptist missionary to India, and that's about all I knew. When I viewed this movie that was made, I began to realize this man had a story to tell. And it came at a time of life when my life was kind of, you know, a little bit down in the dumps. And I realized I got nothing to complain about. The story is he left England and his wife was very reluctant. He had about 3 or 4 children with him, came to India about 200 years ago. And this was the time when it was kind of rough over there. And when he got there, his wife never really wanted to go. And eventually, he lost his first son, was died in a fever. And after that, his wife got insane. And for probably a few years, he suffered with her being insane. He would be teaching, preaching, and she would stand outside and curse him and call him bad names. And he just put up with it, and eventually she died. When I read the book goes more into detail, and I realized what we have to do in these last days. So let me highly recommend this book to you. And also, if you're passing around the DVD in the church, we don't have it for sale in a bookstore, but you can buy it in any Christian bookstore, and I recommend it highly. So now we're going to have Carol is going to come and share about two other books that we are now also offering to you.
Before I start, a reminder to turn off your cell phones. I always forget, so sometimes it's nice to be reminded. You want to do Faith Undone. This is by, both of the books that I'm going to tell you about today are by Roger Oakland. And he does really a good job of backing up everything that he says with notes, and he documents everything so you don't have to feel like it's just his opinion. In Faith Undone, he's talking about how a Christian faith can be undone, and if we let it happen. In a lot of Christianity, this is what's happening. And he talks about the emerging church, which I'm sure you've heard about a little bit, but he goes into great detail so that you will know the people involved and the organizations and books that are perpetrating this, and so you can be aware. And of course, it's really good to be aware of all this when you're talking to other people, so you don't want to let this thing creep into your own church or your own friendships. And you want to be able to fight it with the truth. So this book is talking about how in a lot of Christianity, experience is exalted over doctrine. And you can see this in the Florida thing with Todd Bentley, how experience was really, that was their doctrine. They wanted to feel good. And then this talks about mystics from the past. You might have heard of the Fathers of the Desert. And all this mysticism, it's creeping into the church. It talks about the pantheistic feeling that God is in everybody. And Christian yoga, there's no such thing. It explains that. It talks about contemplative Christianity or spirituality. That's bringing meditation into Christianity, which is a real open door to the occult. It's talking about the purpose-driven life and all of these things and how they have how they've been influencing Christianity and deceiving Christians into being more and more ecumenical, so that there will be a one-world government. By the time they finish, and the end of this teaching is to lead people to think that fundamental Christianity is the enemy because they're so narrow-minded that they say there is only one way. So this is a very good book as far as arming you with the truth and all of the details. Now, the other book, Another Jesus, it's talking about the Eucharistic Christ, and it's really talking about the Roman Catholic Church. So if you know any people in that church, this is a very good book to have. It explains in great detail what these different things are, and the reason that it emphasizes the word Eucharistic Christ is because there's a move in the Catholic Church now to be evangelistic, to draw more people into the Catholic Church. And they're using the Eucharist as their major come on to people. And people are encouraged to come and take communion, the Catholic communion. And in doing that, it's really an open door to some control by somebody you don't want to control you. It's an open door to the occult. We always knew that there was a lot of idolatry in the church, in the Catholic Church, but this is going into great detail of what's wrong with the doctrine of transubstantiation and what's wrong with all the Marian doctrines about Mary. And it explains a whole lot what's wrong with the Eucharist and the monstrance. I don't know if you've heard of all these things. Some of these are new to us. But these two books are really good information for us when we talk to other people.
Amen. All right. So I'm also reading the book 50 Years in the Church of Rome, actually, that Carol lent to me. So there's a whole lot of stuff going on out there. But John 14:6 said, Jesus said, I'm the way, the truth, and the life. No man comes to the Father but by me. So that's the truth. Okay, we got any testimonies this morning? Okay. Doesn't look like we do. Okay, Pastor John. Not anything that's ringing my bell right now. I can't. Yeah. I'm alive. Might make it longer than Charles. I'm blessed. I'm thankful. And I tell you what, my allergies, you know, usually this time of year is real bad, and it's been pretty moderate. So I'm thankful for that. This morning when I wiped off my windshield, you know, because my car had been sitting all week, it was just bright green. That's how much of that stuff's floating out there. So but I feel pretty good. Okay, I see Charles, he decided to come back.
The reason I said is you're alive is I've mentioned this before, and I think it's worth mentioning again, that the account of Lazarus. When Lazarus was raised from the dead, afterwards, every time he walked around and he said, Hi, my name is Lazarus. He was testifying to the power of God, because it was the power of God that had raised him up from the dead. If he said nothing else, he was still testifying every time he introduced himself. But I think the same also applies to us. So,
we got a quite a bit of work to do this morning in prayer. And get my papers in order here and share with you what we have. And I want to begin with a praise report. And this praise report is from Germany. And I'm just going to read it. This is from Gina and Raymond. Dear Pastor John, it's just a short note to let you know that we are okay over here, but very, very, very busy. That's why I cannot write in detail at the moment. Raymond wants to let you know that the German website has now picked up speed, and we have now about 130 visitors per day with an upward trend. Also, the ranking in search engines is very good. And Raymond saw that the ranking level of the German site is even better than that of the original site. So you, our work, is yielding fruit. So we want to praise God for that and thank Him for that particular thing. And then we have a praise report here. Let me get to the next praise report. And I just got to do it out of memory then. First of all, last week we prayed for the rent. Somebody says, you know, what's going on? You know what's going on every day? The rent. All right. But anyway, God ministered to us. I want to thank all of you that sent in some money from outside of ministry to help us to pay the rent and to clear this week. So we want to praise God for that. We want to pray for Gabriela Gonzalez. This is Michael Gonzalez and Lance's oldest child. And she had a ruptured appendix early this week, was rushed to the hospital, and has infection inside her abdominal area. They were able to do the surgery. And so we want to uphold her today that she'll be able to recover and that there will be no complication from that particular thing. We want to pray for a couple, and I'm not going to give a last name. I'm just going to give the first name. So this is Bob and Diane. They have been attending our church now for about 2-3 weeks. They basically come on Thursday night. And they are in a financial difficulty, and they had to pay rent on a house. And he's been sick, had not been able to really function per se. So we really need to pray today that God will bless them and that they will be able to get some money up and pay the rent so they don't have to be evicted out of the home that they are renting. And then we have a prayer request from Sweden. And this is Christina that is sending this one in. And it says, Dear John, may I have you to pray for Annika, my neighbor. She's 42 years old and has 3 small children. She has skeletal cancer, and now the doctors have also found lumps in her liver and lungs. She accepted Christ a few days ago when I was with her at the hospital. And even her mother has received Christ. So she's asking for a prayer for her. Her name is Annika. And then we got a prayer request from Idaho. This is from Keith and Celia Gerns. Used to be in our ministry back in the 1990s. Then they moved to Idaho. And the prayer request is, Celia's brother, Mark, is having heart surgery on March the 26th, which has taken place. His heart is not good, and doctors are concerned. If successful, they will address serious gangrene in his foot. Last surgery on the foot failed. If this is not successful, they want to remove his leg above the knee. Please pray. So we're going to pray for that. And then I want to give a report on the destroyer. You know, last week I shared about the destroyer, and this week has been a better week, but we still have not been able to cast out the destroyer. And let me just read this here to you again so we get some continuity. For some 8 years, our ministry has been under attack from this, and when I said a monster demon, I mean a very powerful demon. That was what I meant with that. Which can be likened to a killer whale. It has been eating away at the very core of the ministry, and if this principality is not defeated, he will devour our ministry. But we have slowed him down, but we haven't got him out yet. The people who have been attacked by this demon have been feeding the demon instead of resisting him. And they have been taken over by the following seducing spirits that we shared last week, which had totally blinded them and making them insane. Selfishness, childishness, pride, anger, bitterness, unforgiveness, stupidity, not caring, insanity, control, domination, and turning into idiots. Please pray with us on a daily basis that we shall be able to overcome these demonic forces. This is serious. It is a matter of death or life for the entire ministry. So you want to keep those demons under bombardment and pray also that people will be willing to have them thrown out and we get rid of these evil spirits once and for all. So let's come up here then and have a prayer time. And I'm going to ask different people here for different things here today. I'm going to be asking Karen if you would pray for this man that has surgery with his foot, or actually heart. So I'd like you to pray for that. And I don't have this, so we're just going to do this. Sister Lois, I want you to pray for Bob and Diane. Bob and Diane. And Sister Joanne, can you pray for Gabriella? All right, and then we're going to have Thomas praising God and we pay the rent. All right, and so you can have that, so you read from that. And then we have a praise report from Germany, and let's have Charles pray for this praise report. So you want to pray down there? you come up, okay? So just hand that to him. And I'm going to ask then that we have Brother Sotiris, that you will pray for continued destruction of the destroyer. So let's start out with Karen.
Father God, I just come to you right now in the mighty name of Jesus, and I just lift up Mark to you. And I thank you for your hand that was upon him during his surgery on the 26th of this month. And I just pray that during this surgery that he had a complete healing of the issues concerning the heart, and that the blood vessels were completely restored, and that there would be no need for amputation of the leg, because you've already paid the price for our complete healing on the cross. And we're just standing in unity right now that this man will be totally healed and totally restored. And I don't know if this man is saved and if he knows you. And I'm going to pray right now that through this surgery and through this trial that he would come to know you and he would have a personal relationship with you, and that not only would his body be totally restored, but his soul would be totally restored right now in your name. Amen.
Father God, I lift up Bob and Diane. You know who they are, Lord. I lift them up to you, Father God, because they are having a very difficult time. Apparently, they know you. They love you. They want to serve you. And they're having financial problems. And Father, we don't want to see any of your children put out on the street and have no home. Lord God, this isn't your way. You always find a way for them if they trust in you. And so, Father, we're praying that they will have the faith to believe that you're going to take care of them, and that they will put their complete trust in you and not waver in it, Lord God. And as you see their need, you will provide for them in a miraculous way, that their rent will be paid and they will be able to keep their home. Father, we trust that there are going to be many cases like this in the future. But you said you would take care of your children if they will just believe you and trust in you. So we put this in your hands, Father, and we ask you to help them. Help them believe, help them have faith, and help them have their rent money and food money in Jesus' name. Amen.
Dearest Heavenly Father, we come before you to pray for Gabriela Gonzalez. She's a beautiful 12-year-old. She loves coming here and going into the classroom. She loves Jesus. She loves everything that she's involved in, as far as I can see. And Father God, we pray that the tube in the stomach will clear all the infection out of her body, and that she not like the drugs. She needs the drugs, and they're helping her. But we pray that those drug pharmakia spirits cannot cling to her. In the name of Jesus, they have to go. As they're used up, they are to flush out of her body, every one of them. Yes. And we thank you and praise you for healing her quickly and bringing her back to church. In the name of Jesus, we thank you and praise you. We give you all the honor. We give you all the glory. And she loves you very much, in Jesus' name.
Father God, thank you, Father, for the opportunity to pray, Father. And I thank you that Pastor John asked me to pray thanks for the rent, because this is a burden that he doesn't share alone, and that is always in the back of our minds, Lord. And we thank you, Father, that you paid it. And Lord, I'm reminded of the 10 lepers, 10 were healed, but only one came came back to say thank you. And so we don't want to be guilty of that, Lord. We asked for you to cover the rent last week, and you did, and we want to say thank you. So we thank you for that, Lord. And also, we know that by faith, you always will pay the rent. And we thank you, Lord, that you are keeping this house open, Lord. And as I took the opportunity this week to look at the webcast online on the computer, I was very impressed with it, Lord, and I thought it was a first-class job. So I thank you, Father, for giving us the wherewithal to do that and to put out your word. And I thank you, Father, that more and more people will be tuning in. And I also want to thank you for the great report that we heard from Germany. And we want to thank you for that family there that is working hard in your kingdom, Lord, and you're in that corner of your vineyard. So we thank you, Father, for them and what they're doing there. And we lift them up to you, and we ask your blessing upon them mightily, Lord, that it might overtake them. And we thank you, Father, for the great praise reports that we've heard over the years for Gina and her husband. And we just want to keep them upheld, Lord. And Lord, we thank you for meeting all the needs here at Resurrection Life of Jesus Church. We thank you for the opportunity to pump the truth out there in a world that is getting their ears tickled, and there's not a lot of truth. But we know that we are one of many ministries that still are promoting the truth and the gospel, Lord. And so we want to thank you, Lord. We want to thank you for that opportunity. We thank you for keeping us up, keeping us going, keeping your word being put out, Lord. And we just give you praise for that. In Jesus' name, amen.
Father, we thank you for the praise report that we heard from Raymond and Gina. And Father, we don't have an ambitious website in any language. It's a small and humble project. And Father, we just thank you for its widespread usage throughout the world of the different languages that we're able to offer your truth in. And Father, any increase that we get is a direct result of you leading people there. So Father, we just thank you for the opportunity of being able to have a website in several languages, to be able to put up your truth. And Father, we just ask that you would just continue to expand our sphere of influence, that we'd be able to reach more and more people, that the internet is not limited to a geographical location, but wherever someone is with a computer and an internet connection, they can tap in. And so, Father, there is a lot of junk, but there's a lot of good stuff too. And so, Father, we just ask that you would just, as we proclaim the name of Jesus, that you would, through your Holy Spirit, continue just to guide and to lead people to the articles and the audio and the video, that not for our glory, but for your glory. And that is why we're doing this. Father, we just thank you for the good news that we've had and the good news that we will continue to hear, that in spite of opposition by Satan and his demons, the good news of the gospel will continue to go forward. We thank you for this now in Jesus' name.
Heavenly Father, we want to thank and praise you, Lord, that you are deliverer. You are God, and in you will we trust. And we humble ourselves before you right now in the name of Jesus. And we all come in one accord. We all come in unity to come against that destroyer in the name of Jesus. And I pray that each and every person now will stretch your hands towards the altar as we come in agreement to destroy that destroyer in the name of Jesus. We have the example that David, when he was facing Goliath, he said, "Who is this uncircumcised Philistine that will defy the armies of the living God?" And we want to say the same thing today. Who is that wretched devil, that wretched destroyer that will defy the children of this body of Christ in the name of Jesus? And we come against right now, against all the spirits of selfishness, disobedience, pride, and all these unclean spirits, in the name of Jesus, we take dominion and authority over you. In the name of Jesus, we command those spirits to loose this body of believers and command you to be bound, gagged, chained, taken to prison by God's holy angels. In the name of Jesus, we come all together against that destroyer. In the name of Jesus. Oh, we are children of the Most High God. We can do all things through Christ which strengthens us. And we command the Spirit once and for all. We're not going to calm him down. We're not going to let him sit there. But we're going to cast him out in the name of Jesus. And right now, we command the Spirit of Destroyer, all in one accord, in the name of Jesus, you loose this body of believers. In the name of Jesus, in the mighty, powerful name of Jesus, you loose and you go where you belong by God's holy angels in the name of Jesus. And Father, thank you for taking action, and let this destroyer be a history and be never not be able to bring his head up again in the name of Jesus. For he is defeated, and he will stay defeated forever and ever. And Lord, we thank you and praise you for your power falling upon and removing it in the name of Jesus. And we give you all the praise. We give you all the glory and all the honor, and pray this prayer in Jesus' precious and mighty name. Amen and amen. Hallelujah.
Heavenly Father, we also want to pray about the oil price. And Father God, as it's been slowly creeping up this last week, Lord, we thank you once again that you will put a stop to it, Father God, that greed shall not be able to rule, speculation shall not be able to make some fast money. And we thank you, Father God, for suppressing the oil prices. And we know, as Father God, it's going to hurt many different regimes in this world that are trying to build a military power on high oil prices, but money doesn't come in. They can't do it. So we thank you, Father, and also that you will move on the oil company here in America, Father God, and not be greedy and cut back in production to keep the prices up, Lord. But, Father God, they should be able to supply us at a decent price that we can afford, Lord. And we thank you, Father God, for touching us. And we thank you now for hearing every prayer that was said here now. And we praise you, Lord, that these prayers are on the altar. The smoke is going up before you. And in due time, they shall be answered. And this we thank you for. We praise you for that now. In Jesus' name. And those who are agreed said, amen. Praise God. You may be seated. At this time, we have the outlines handed out.